Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Thanks for joining us in our advanced class. We're glad to have you here. And today we're talking a person who is staying powerful even in this day and age, Susan Sarandon. So, we mean somebody that is powerful, not like a political figure, but powerful in the film world. Staying power of Susan Sarandon. That's what we're going to talk about today. And I'm glad to have with us
Brian
and Amanda.
And this is Doris. And as we open our magazines to page 36, let's find out more about this movie star, Susan Sarandon. Have you all heard of her?
Yes, I'm familiar with her. She's very well known in movies. And I've always liked the things that I've seen her in, I've always liked what she's done.
Yeah, and she does have real staying power. She's been in movies for over 40 years, so she is one actress that really sticks around.
Well, have you wondered why it is that some actresses or actors seem to make it more than others? Is it their looks? Is it because they're handsome or beautiful?
No. I think with Susan, she's shown us that it just can depend on the roles that you choose. It can depend on the timing of the role that you've chosen. So definitely not just about your appearance.
That's right. She doesn't only play one character, and I think that helps her a lot.
Well, you notice when people act or whenever they do anything, one of the important things is their eyes. And if they have eyes that are expressive, then you can really get more out of it. If you look at the photos we have here on page 36, you can see that she speaks through her eyes.
Oh, yes.
And the eyes are kind of, it shows what's in your heart and in your soul. So if you can put some expression in your eyes, doesn't matter how beautiful you are, you can connect with people. Don't you think that's true?
That's very true. And she's got beautiful eyes, million-dollar eyes. She really can carry a movie with them.
Right. So if you're trying to act or something, check your mirror and see whether you are connecting. But you find that people have sort of cold atmosphere about them. There's something, they don't seem warm and friendly. Look at their eyes. They seem cold. Do you notice that?
I have noticed that.
Yeah. So let's remember, if you want to get into that, check out how you look. But starlets are people who are becoming movie stars. And she's not a starlet. She's really a star. But starlets and causes, different things come and go. But this actress endures. We're going to talk about her today, aren't we?
That's right. We're going to learn how she endures.
It's on page 36. And we're going to say that, you know, it looks easy, but it's not easy, right?
That's right. We're going to see that just as we've said, she has endured over many, many years. We're going to see how she's done that.
Mm-hmm. So we find out more about her as we read today's lesson. And let's start here at the top and read down through line 11.
The staying power of Susan Sarandon. Starlets and causes come and go, but this actress endures. Susan Sarandon has always made it look so easy. Generations of actresses launch careers and then flame out. Sarandon, 65, transitioned from ingenue to leading lady to strong female lead to stellar turns as moms. Others come and go. Sarandon reinvents herself and endures. It's just managing to get the part you need when you need it, she says. I just survived. I don't understand how I've stuck around, and I have no idea what to say when people ask me how. I've made plenty of mistakes. Mistakes or not, this Oscar winner has always cleverly picked or lucked into roles that gave her a fresh lease on movie life.
When people do something well, no matter what it is, it always looks so easy. Don't you think so?
Yeah, when you see great athletes, they make it look like you could do it too, but it's hard.
Well, you know, I've seen people play the piano and they sit there and it looks so easy, but you try doing it, it's not so easy.
That's right. I think with anything, it needs practice and many hours behind the scenes, but we haven't seen that. We see the finished product, and so it looks good to us, but yeah, it is hard work.
So that's true with a lot of different skills. You don't see all that goes in behind it. But she has always made it look easy when she's doing it. It's not like it's difficult for her. Now, that's not always true of all actors and actresses, is it, Brian?
It's not true. And as we continue on, we talk about generations of actresses or female actors launching their careers, and they tend to flame out. So a lot of the actresses, you might hear about them for a couple years, and then maybe they only are on TV, and then maybe you don't hear about them again. But Susan Sarandon is quite another type of actress.
Now, is there any difference between burning out? I've heard people say, I'm so burned out, and flaming out. Is there a difference?
Sure. Burning out, we talk about people who are exhausted. They just, maybe they need a break. With flaming out, it's kind of heat, come and go, here today and gone tomorrow. Somebody that makes a really bright entrance and then just as quickly they're gone.
People just don't seem to notice them anymore. Isn't that true?
That's true. I think when we think of something flame out, you know, the, like the candle, the flame on a candle, it dies out. So it becomes less or not nothing at all. So people's popularity, for instance, can die out or become nothing.
Mm-hmm. But she's 65 years old and she has transitioned. That means she has come from someone who just started out as a just kind of a leading lady to a very strong female lead in what we call stellar turns as moms. What does that mean?
Well, it means that she's done an outstanding, stellar means outstanding, an outstanding job of playing a lot of moms in the different movies that she's been in. And many of the movies that I've watched myself, she's her character is the mom in the movie.
Hmm. So that's why she's done a very good job at that.
That's right. There's one movie in particular, Lorenzo's Oil, where she plays a mother whose son has a medical condition, and she's really quite endearing in that role. She really makes you cry.
Hmm. So could you say she's stellar? She's really good in that, like a star in mom roles. But other movie actresses come and they go, but she keeps changing. So you could say she reinvents herself. In other words, she becomes this and she becomes that. She improves. She makes progress. And she stands firm.
That's right. With every character that she's chosen, obviously there are a lot that are the mom character, but she's also played different characters with a different angle or different emotion, and she's done that really well, and that's why we say she has reinvented herself.
She seems like a very humble person, too. The next part, which she said, well, she's made plenty of mistakes. She doesn't seem to say, oh, I can do it. She seems to be quite humble, doesn't she?
She really does. She seems pretty down to earth and talks about how she's been lucky to get these parts right when she needs them. And, of course, each part is extremely different for her.
Right. She said she just kind of survived and she doesn't even understand how she's been able to stand around. But she's just doing her best. And I think that's important for us all notice that do the best you can. And you'd be surprised how long you can last if you're doing your best. Don't you think so, Amanda?
I think so. And I think it's interesting that she says that she got the part when she needed it, you know. And I love how she says she just survived. She doesn't understand how she stuck around. And that's something that we often say, that we stuck around. And stuck around just means to remain at something.
When it does mention, like you just were saying, Brian, is that she lucked into things or she became lucky. But she also, she picks some of the roles. And she says she's always cleverly picked or been fortunate to get a part in. She's been lucky too. And I think that's one thing. Some when you become well-known, you can pick and choose. When you're just starting out, you usually take whatever comes your way. Isn't that right?
That's right. If somebody offers you a job, you just take it. But I think it's neat because she can tell which characters are really will highlight her talents and the way she looks.
Mm. I think here it's very interesting. She also said that these roles have given her a fresh lease on movie life. And a fresh lease on life is when you become more energetic or active. So each time she takes on a new character, it's really challenged her to become more active. It's really given her motivation to try something new.
Well, now, she's been in movies about over 43 or so years,
mm-hmm.
hasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
So she's probably played a lot of different roles. I noticed that you brought a list of some of the movies she's been in to the program with you today. Mm. She's been in a lot of movies, hasn't she? Are they a lot of different roles?
A lot of different roles. From the 1970s right up until even today, you know, a lot of them, just through her age as well. As she's gotten older, she's taken on different roles, but also very challenging ones.
So that can give her a fresh leaf on movie life. But I think all of us, no matter what our job is, if it's teaching or business or whatever it is, we need to keep investigating new ways to do things, and that gives us kind of a fresh lease on life, too.
That's
to renewing
right.
it and going forward. Don't you think so, Brian?
Yeah, we don't want to get too bored or become too boring to other people.
Well, or even stuck in the same way of doing things. Things are changing, and you have to change with it.
Mm-hmm. I think change is very, very good, and also just looking for new challenges so that you grow and you push yourself and find out things you may didn't even know you could do previously.
And sometimes when people say, how come you're so successful? Well, you don't really know what to say, but you just didn't give up. Mio Fong Chi, because she said she just stuck around and she just kept on trying, even though she made mistakes. And I think that's an important thing, is to not give up.
Right. Even like you said, when you make mistakes, that you just continue to move forward. Learn from the mistake. Don't let it hold you back.
So that's true in whatever we do. But she is an actress who has really endured, and it's not easy. Everybody goes to Hollywood and wants to become an actress, those people that go to that field, and it doesn't always work. And then once you make it, you might flame out. Nobody knows of you. So to stick around that long is not easy.
That's right. She's very adaptable. Kind of reminds me of Meryl Streep, another great actress, somebody who can do many, many roles.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Well, it goes on to tell us more about picking these timely roles, whether she can choose them or not. Let's find out more about that as we read the next section of our lesson.
Picking timely roles. Some of those parts, thanks to the directors of the movies, have managed to become kind of iconic, important parts in the Hollywood history of women, Sarandon says. But that has as much to do with the zeitgeist of the moment as with me. Take Arbitrage, her latest. She plays the wife of a Wall Street hedge fund baron, Richard Gere, who has hidden vast financial wrongdoing from her. Melodramatic touches aside, it's a movie ripped from recent headlines. I feel a little bit like Zelig, Sarandon says, referencing Woody Allen's 1980s film about a man with the ability to blend into disparate situations, always on the cutting edge of history. These films, a number of them, seem to slip right into the consciousness of that moment in time. When we did Thelma and Louise, 1991, we had no idea it was going to be that big of a deal, but it caught a wave. And Arbitrage, she thinks, has wave-catching potential.
We talk about picking timely roles, picking roles that are really worthwhile. Now, it says here that some of this is thanks to the directors of the movies, that they have become kind of iconic. Seems like we had that word again when we were talking about Orcas Island way back at the beginning of the month, didn't we? Iconic. What does it mean?
Well, in that article, we were talking about places that really stood out, that were memorable. And here we could say also maybe these parts are very memorable and they come to represent things in the culture. So they really stand out.
That's true. Important parts in the Hollywood history of women. This is what she says. But is that all? What else is it part of?
It says, but that has as much to do with the zeitgeist of the moment as with me. So zeitgeist, Brian?
Zeitgeist is a great word.
It's a German word, I'm sure.
It is a German word, and it talks about the spirit of the times. You know, whatever is important politically, not only politically, but culturally in the moment, kind of what people are thinking and doing. So a lot of her parts have touched on these issues that are really important at different times in history.
Well, I think that's what happened in that movie about Thelma and Louise. It was a certain time they were talking about roles of women and things like that. Don't you think that's why that was part of the time.
Definitely. It paralleled a lot of what was happening politically or culturally or socially. Mm-hmm. Her roles have definitely mirrored what was happening in society.
But she says that she feels a bit like the film, you know, when she can just blend into these desperate situations and always on the cutting edge of history. To be on the cutting edge of something means to be right up front, just start at the beginning of it, doesn't it?
Yeah, you're really breaking new ground. You're right on the edge.
Now, cutting edge is a very good phrase to use. We try to keep on the cutting edge at Studio Classroom, but it really keeps us busy. You know, first you have to get apps, and then you have to be on, MOD and iPhones and smartphones and everything. And you have to keep on the cutting edge. Otherwise, nobody's even going to listen to your program anymore. Everybody has to keep on the cutting edge of technology now, whatever you do. Isn't that right?
Right. So it's just, keeping in mind what's happening in society. What are people like? What do people think is popular right now within technology, just socially? All those things. You just need to keep your ears and eyes open to what's going on around you.
So it goes on here to talk about what she's trying to do, and it says here that this movie, her latest movie, Arbitrage, that's the one that's just been on in the past few months. Mm-hmm. And tell us more about that movie.
Well, it's a movie involving a Wall Street hedge fund baron played by Richard Gere, famous actor.
Wait a minute now, hedge fund. A hedge? I thought that was something that you have around your house, like a bush. What is a hedge fund?
Well, it does not have to do with your garden. It does have to do with finance, though. It is an investment fund, or investment fund trading, should I say, in large amounts of shares and currencies. So if you're trading in these large amounts of shares and currencies, then that is called a hedge fund.
So that would be people who really are more or less in the multimillionaire capacity, right?
Right.
That's right.
What do you think?
Trading big amounts of money, making and sometimes losing, but more than that, gaining lots of money through trades.
That's why I don't know much about those hedge funds, because I never play around with those. What about you?
No. But I think that's why it makes him a baron.
Right. But I think Richard Gere would be a good one to look like he could play that part.
Mm-hmm. He does. I actually saw a little bit of it, and he did do a very good job.
That's right. In this plot here, we learn a little bit about it, where Richard Gere, the husband, has done something interesting. He has hidden his vast financial wrongdoings from his wife, played by Sarandon. So he's hidden something, financial wrongdoing. He's maybe made some illegal trades or something, it sounds like.
And it sounds like that's sort of a very common thing that seems to go on in the big financial world. The wives don't always know what their husbands are doing that way. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's a very melodramatic thing. And it says, besides all the melodrama, which is the emotion is in it, it's a movie that it says ripped from recent headlines. What does that mean?
That means it's been taken from something that has currently happened in the news. So it could be based on a true story.
There's a lot of things like that. We see them every day when we watch the news, don't we? Mm-hmm. Surprises about these great big financiers, things that we didn't know they did, or things that banks did that we didn't know about. And we always kind of seem surprised. But I guess we shouldn't be these days.
Hmm? Yeah, it has been happening a lot more
right.
frequently.
So that's why this movie really hits home, because it said that she plays roles of things that are going on at the moment, and that's what people are talking about. So it makes the movie seem more realistic, doesn't it?
That's right. And Hollywood and Wall Street are both in the news a lot, so it must be very true to real life.
So probably some of you haven't seen it. Maybe some of you have. But if you do, let us know what you think about it. But what does she say about this, referring to Woody Allen's 1980s films like The Little Z-Leg?
Well, she says that her fortune as an actress reminds her a little bit of this character Zelig, which is from a Woody Allen movie in the 1980s. And in the movie, Zelig is a person with the ability to blend into disparate or very different situations. So maybe like Zelig, Sarandon just seems to have a knack for getting these parts that are on the cutting edge of what's going on.
Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting they say that in that movie by Woody Allen that this man had the ability to blend into disparate situations.
Different kinds, right?
Yeah, different kinds of situations. And she definitely does that very well. You know, she has the ability to just change her character for whatever role she's playing in a movie, and very, very believable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a few people. Who else did you mention that was very good at doing that?
Oh, you mentioned earlier Meryl Streep, right?
Meryl Streep also does that.
Yeah.
She can be all kinds of things. Some of these people that can be different characters, they're very popular, and people like them because they seem like they're really that person.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Or maybe that you've met them or you know somebody like that in your you know, everyday life.
And she's one of those, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on to say that these films, a number of them, seem to slip right into the consciousness of the moment in that time. And it mentions an example here.
That's right. It talks about Thelma Louise, a big movie that happened in 1991, that she says, we had no idea it was going to be that big of a deal, but it caught a wave. So like we mentioned earlier, movies reflecting what's happening in society. For instance, Thelma Louise really did maybe help people, or people were able to relate to it, so they became more aware of his existence, and so it became a very iconic movie. Like she said, they didn't know it was going to be so popular, but it really did become very popular, and people continue to talk about that movie even today.
Yeah, that's right. I think Thelma Louise, there were some interesting things in there I wouldn't copy, but you know, we've had so many movies where guys go around doing things, committing crimes or shooting guns, and it's kind of refreshing in a way to see that women can also play these.
Oh, I don't know about that part, Brian. Women can keep out of that as far as I'm concerned.
Remember,
I like them to have to keep that nice, sweet motherly part.
Right.
But, you know, it is interesting when I think of not only the people acting in these movies, I think of the ones who write them. Mm. Because the writers of the movie, when these things are starting and they seem to see them on news and TV, they start to write these movies or plays about them, and they have to hit the wave. If they're too late, they miss it.
Right.
And so they kind of have to see it at the beginning, and then by the time this movie gets done, is another year or so gone, it has to hit that wave. It's not easy to do that, is it?
No, they really are pioneers, or, you know, really knowing what's going to come or what's going to happen within society. So, yeah, you're right. It's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. That it can come at the right time. Because whatever's happening now, whatever it's big scandals or shootings or catastrophes or typhoons or whatever it is, then they seem to kind of know what's going on. And by the time that movie's done, it's still popular. So they got to hit the wave.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm.
So the writers of these movies are another person who really are quite talented to get to hit it at the right time.
Maybe we can do an article on that next time.
All right. Well, I think Brian can write that one up, right? But, you know, it is true that when we see movies, they do move us quite a bit. Mm. And this one here, The Arbitrage, seems like it has a wave-catching potential. And maybe that's happening right now.
That's right. I think it's interesting when we say wave-catching. Again, we're using, you know, that word wave, meaning popularity, that it has the potential to be very, very popular. And, of course, we've seen that with many movies throughout the years that, you know, once they've become very, very popular, then they also become very iconic.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So maybe her portrayal of this mother in this kind of tough situation will touch people, and maybe a lot of women can relate to it.
It makes me think of another movie that we didn't actually talk about in here, but she actually won an Oscar for, an Academy Award in 1995 for, a movie where she played a nun, and it's called Dead Man Walking. Again, that also really helped people just understand what happens to people when they're on death row, because it was about her looking after a man who was about to die on death row. And that also fell into the consciousness of that moment in time.
That's true. And these are very timely movies. And then when you look at them later, you if you weren't there at that period of time, you don't get the same feeling as the people that look at the time.
Mm.
But I'm afraid there's so many scandals and things now with people with money and things that no wonder this is, you know, hitting the wave, but it's kind of, I would like to have another wave come along. What about a kind of a nice wave when good things happen more? Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, that would be nice. No typhoons, no earthquakes.
It might come around full circle.
Yeah. But I think that does say that she has staying power, and she's been able to keep it up all these years from her different age as a younger person into being a little bit older, but still being very dramatic in the part. So age is not everything. It also has to do with your staying power. It has to do with your connecting with people as you go along, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. After 43 years of being in Hollywood and being able to have the ability to have that staying power really does mean that, you know, she is maybe even towards legendary within that field.
It's true.
And like you said, Doris, the good point about the writing, she has the ability to read a script and recognize that maybe this script or this part will go along with something that's going on in history right then.
Oh, that is true, right. So we'll find out a little bit more about this because this is a movie that's been on the last few months and it still might be going on certain places when you see this and see what you think about it. But anyway, this movie, Arbitrage, she thinks, has the wave-catching potential, and you can know today whether it did or not. We'll come back and talk about it more tomorrow and some people who are in the movie with her. So studying people is always interesting, and I hope you'll study the people near you and see whether they're doing what is the wave-catching potential for their business or whatever's going on. It happens to be whatever's popular at the time. We have to catch the wave, don't we?
That's right. You don't want to burn out or flame out. Catch
That's
the
right.
wave.
And you've got to keep your English going so you can be right in there with it. So you'll be with us as we go into our lesson again tomorrow. We'll see you then, and we hope you all have a very nice day.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.